Modern Love in the Age of Technology. Summary: technology represents much of the problem with modern dating. Can it also be the solution? Full article: this post was co-authored by Thao Ha, Associate Professor of Psychology at Arizona State University and co-founder of the Modern Love Collective. Her research focuses on adolescent development, romantic relationships, mental health, and the impact of emerging technologies on love. There are more single Americans today than ever before. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 46.4% of adults are unmarried, far more than a few decades ago. Some are happy singles and choose to stay that way. Others wish things were different and have not found the right person or given up on finding love altogether. And for those lucky ones who do find love, the odds are still uncertain. Nearly half of first marriages end in divorce. Technology promised us easy and attainable love for everyone. With a swipe, we could meet our perfect match. With 24/7 connection, we could be better partners by checking in, sharing thoughts, and staying close, no matter where we were in the world. But now, decades after the first computers and smartphones, we are met with a rude awakening. Technology has made finding a partner harder than ever. Dating app users describe their experience as transactional, exhausting, and dehumanizing. Our work has shown that the longer you are on dating apps, the more likely the experience will worsen your well-being. And again, even in ongoing relationships, many struggle with issues like fubbing and partners who are physically present, but emotionally absent and endlessly scrolling. Technology also has made love more dangerous. Conflicts now escalate more easily, often fueled by fragmented, ambiguous, or misinterpreted text-based communication. In some cases, this can intensify emotional abuse, control, and surveillance. Romance scams are among the most common cybercrimes, leaving victims financially and emotionally harmed. Deepfakes and revenge porn blur the lines of trust and exploitation, causing lasting trauma. And now it is unclear whether you are even chatting with a real person or a chatbot online. Others are consciously choosing to love an artificial intelligence chatbot, seeing the bots as more loving and reliable than dating people in real life. The change will be most profound for teens and young adults who have been raised in a digital world. They are still learning all about love and intimacy, and this is now filtered through screens. We are at a turning point. Technology is impacting all aspects of love, and it is only advancing. Instead of resisting it, now is the time to reimagine what love and connection can look like in the digital age. This is why we developed the concept of augmented intimacy. Augmented intimacy is the intentional and ethical design and use of technology that enhances our fundamental human capacity for love, empathy, and connection. It will not harm or replace love with machines, but help humans deepen and expand love across multiple dimensions and realities, embedded in real life. By designing technologies with augmented intimacy principles, we can create tools and platforms that honor and support love and communication in the digital age. So swiping makes sense. So we do not fall in love with scammers. So our teens do not get hurt by predators. So we are not fubbing our loved ones. And so AI love does not replace authentic human connection. To lead research in this field, we are launching the Modern Love Collective, MLC, initiative at Arizona State University. The MLC leverages data science and storytelling to promote augmented intimacy for all people. Within augmented intimacy, technology is not a threat to love, but an evolution and expansion of it. Fair L, 2024, February 13. Love stinks when a scammer is involved. Federal Trade Commission. FTC. gov/business-guidance/blog/2024/2/love-stinks-when-scammer-involved Sharabi, L. L. Von Felt, P. N. Hati, 2024. Burnt out and still single, susceptibility to dating app burnout over time. New Media and Society. Advance Online Publication. doi.org/10/1177/14/14,444,241,286,788 U.S. Census Bureau. 2023, September 17. Unmarried and Single Americans Week, September 17-23, 2023. Census. gov/newsroom/stories/unmarriedsingleamericansweek. HTML life never gets easier. Fortunately, psychology is keeping up, uncovering new ways to maintain mental and physical health, and positivity and confidence, through manageable daily habits like these. How many are you ready to try? Self-tests are all about you. Are you outgoing or introverted? Are you a narcissist? Does perfectionism hold you back? Find out the answers to these questions and more with Psychology Today.